Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a spotlight on the access and audio-described experience at the fabulous Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, a short walk from Baker Street Tube Station, during the recent production of Antigone in September, and their productions of Legally Blonde and 101 Dalmatians that were on in the summer. The Open Air Theatre is a wonderful, easy-to-get-to venue, just a short walk from the entrance to the park and Baker Street Tube Station, passing Madame Tussauds. They host a fabulous season of entertainment each year to suit all tastes, ranging from plays to musicals, and are very committed to making performances accessible and inclusive for those with disabilities, notably those visually impaired, by offering an audio-described performance and touch tour for each new show. Experiencing theatre out in the open air at Regent's Park is unlike any other, with all the joys and ambience of engaging with live performance in the outdoors, and they stage some delightful shows that are accessible every year. This year, the audio description and touch tours for the early summer shows Legally Blonde and 101 Dalmatians were not only highly enjoyable and really fun, but they were made accessible for the blind community through fabulous touch tours, enabling participants the chance to go on stage, feel, touch the sets and costumes, and talk to the cast and crew, and the audio description bringing the action unfolding on stage to life by illustrating it all and painting wonderful pictures in the mind. The autumn offering was totally different, with it being an intense thriller called Antigone, based on Sophocles, set in a youth centre in London 2018, which centred on Antigone and her siblings living with her uncle after the death of her parents, who is the Home Secretary, and division is caused by opposing beliefs. This explosive play featured multiple characters, interaction, innovative set design, including water and pyrotechnic effects, and sliding doors at the back, plus clever swing sets and costume changes, which called out for an audio-described performance and touch tour that really helped to enhance the experience and understanding of the play for those with sight loss issues, led by describers Jonathan Nash and Kate Taylor-Davis for vocalise.co.uk. The touch tour took place a couple of hours before the performance, and access was backstage down four steps and one step up to the main stage, and this was a wonderful opportunity to immerse yourself on a sensory level with all the visual elements and to ask questions along the way, and it was beneficial to all who took part, as we got to explore a range of props that included two Sony HD cameras, a male police cap, blue tobacco tin, mobile phones, a silver laptop, water bottles, four flares, and six neon yellow footballs, which were displayed on a table backstage. On the stage, there were 12 grey squares on the floor and 3-foot-high neon pink foam letters that laid on the set that spelled out Antigone in graffiti-style writing. A pine wooden cabinet with steps in was built to create a different room. At the back of the stage, there were two large grey panels that slid open to show a shallow water bath that spun the back of the stage, and this later had a fire pyrotechnic effect. The audio description through the Sennheiser headsets available from the box office was an informative, easy-to-listen-to audio track that was like a friendly guide in your ear, pinpointing certain aspects of the production. The front of house staff are well-trained and welcoming and will assist and help in any way they can, so if you need assistance or have a question, always ask. The new season for 2023 will be announced soon, so do check out Open Air Theatre for further information. To find out about accessibility, visit openairtheatre.com/accessibility. You can call 0333 400 3562, or you can email boxoffice@openairtheatre.com. To find out about all of these and what else is showing, visit vocalise.co.uk. Many introductory notes for shows can also be found on Vocalise a week before the performance. You can also find out about listings on mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.